Got some interesting breaking news for you. President Donald Trump has moved to defund ATF's anti-gun agenda. Hey everybody, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets, your premier source for Second Amendment news that the mainstream media won't touch. If you're new here, hit the subscribe button and ring the bell so you don't miss anything, especially news like this. President Donald J. Trump just dropped a political nuke on the Biden administration's gun control machine. He's officially calling on Congress to slash the ATF's budget by at least 28%. That's not a typo. 28%, more than a quarter. But before we dive in, a quick shout out to today's sponsor, Blackout Coffee, the coffee that fuels freedom. Patriot-owned, liberty-powered, and unapologetically pro-2A. Use code GNG10 to get 10% off your order today and support a company that supports your rights. Now let's get into what Trump just did and why it matters for every single law-abiding gun owner in America. In his newly released budget proposal, Donald Trump is urging Congress to gut the ATF's funding, especially the resources being used to enforce Biden-era gun control regulations. His proposals single out, and I quote, ATF offices that have criminalized law-abiding gun ownership through regulatory fiat. That's a direct shot at the very core of Biden's backdoor gun control strategy. In fact, here is what I'm talking about. Big shout out to Gun Owners of America for getting this to me, and support those who support you. Join Gun Owners of America with the link down in the description. I get nothing out of it. What you get is a discount on your membership, and I ask you to donate the rest that you save right back to them. This is from Trump's proposed budget. You can see the bottom here, refocus ATF enforcement and regulatory priorities. It says the budget bolsters the Second Amendment by cutting funding for ATF offices that have criminalized law-abiding gun ownership through regulatory fiat. The previous administration used the ATF to attack gun-owning Americans and undermine the Second Amendment by requiring near-universal background checks, subjecting otherwise lawful gun owners to up to 10 years in prison for failing to register pistol braces that make it possible for disabled veterans to use firearms, the imposition of excessive restrictions on homemade firearms, and the revocation of federal firearms licenses, which shut down small businesses across the nation. The budget reprioritizes resources towards illegal firearms traffickers, fueling violent crime and crime gun tracing that state and local law enforcement need to track down dangerous criminals, such as MS-13 gang members. Yeah, we're talking about the same ATF that pushed Biden's ghost gun rules, pistol brace bans, and tried redefining what constitutes a machine gun without going through Congress. These weren't laws passed by elected representatives. These were regulatory power grabs by unelected bureaucrats. This move isn't just symbolic, it's strategic. By defunding those rogue offices, Trump is cutting off the ATF's ability to enforce unconstitutional policies that have harassed gun shops, gun owners, and even veterans. Remember, the ATF's recent zero-tolerance policy that's led to FFLs being shut down for clerical errors, that's on the radar as well. That's the kind of enforcement Trump is trying to shut down. And let's not forget, this is coming at a time when multiple courts are questioning the legality of ATF's actions. We've got lawsuits flying over pistol braces, frames and receivers, and don't forget the bump stock ban win at the Supreme Court. So yeah, Trump's timing, I don't think it's accidental. So again, to break down what Trump's budget proposal says, it calls for a minimum of 28% cut to ATF funding, ending funding for enforcement of Biden-era executive actions on firearms, eliminating resources for the ATF Zero Tolerance FFL enforcement program, and shutting down ATF regulatory actions that target lawful gun owners. He's essentially saying no more funding for unconstitutional overreach, period. For the last few years, we've seen agencies like the ATF try to redefine federal gun laws without going through Congress. That's not how the system works. Trump's drawing a line in the sand here and daring Congress to stand with the Constitution or stand with the bureaucracy. There's no in-between here. This move could signal a complete policy reversal and a renewed push to dismantle the deep state machinery that's been targeting us, the gun owners here in this country. Now, here's where you can come in. This budget needs congressional approval. Remember, the House of Representatives has the power of the purse. So call your representatives. Tell them to support Trump's plan to defund the ATF's anti-gun agenda. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Call it. Ask to be connected to your congressman or your senator. And tell them, It's time to put the brakes on Biden's ATF. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The only way we win is by staying loud, informed, and engaged. This is a big moment, and it shows that with the right leadership, we can start undoing the damage that's been done to our Second Amendment rights. If this fires you up a little bit, drop a comment down below. Let me know what you think about slashing the ATF's budget and how you think Congress will respond. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And remember, freedom is not free, but it sure the hell is worth fighting for. I'm Jared from Guns and Gadgets. I'll see you on the next one. Stay safe, stay vigilant, stay free, and stay ready. And my light just fell. Can't make that up.